Last summer, our music programming team got excited about a new group out of Atlanta called D4L, and they added them to our playlist. Pretty much as soon as we did, they started gaining popularity on our countdown, and their ringtone sales started to soar. So let's fast forward 6 months. Millions of iTunes downloads and 4 million ringtones later, and I'm happy to say D4L has become one of the true ringtone era superstars. They even have 2 songs on the current Billboard CTIA ringtone chart. Let's look at their first appearance on 106 in Park. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce D4L.
Give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up. We made history. We made history.
So guys, welcome to CTIA. We're glad to have you. And I've been practicing my dance steps all night.
Let me see you.
No, I can't do it. I know, you did, you taught me. So they were there last night, they performed. Thanks for coming. And I just want to emphasize, first up, these guys had the number one ringtone in 2005. So I think it's important for this group to understand the power of ringtones and the power of groups like D4L. So I'm going to do my Don Cornelius thing now. So tell me your names.
I'm Mr. Chico Stick.
I'm Fabo.
Great.
I'm Mook B.
Yeah, Lamar.
Great. So when you guys broke into the music industry, did you ever think you'd be standing in front of a group of cellular telecommunications types?
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And now that I'm here, I want a phone.
Yeah.
Me too.
Okay, that brings up a good question. I know you have a phone. You probably have many phones. So what's your ringtone on your phone?
I bet you can't do it like me.
All right. Another D4L, great song. What's your ringtone?
Well, I have sort of. I have Busta Rhymes. I have D4L. You know, I just, like you say, I just switch up, switch up, switch up.
Good. So do you have different ringtones for different people? All right. You guys should love that. How about you?
No, I got D4L, Laffy Taffy.
All right.
Yep.
Y'all say it more than one. I got Michael Jackson, Beat It.
All right. There you have it. So how much money did you make on ringtones last year?
Right now, we owe... Hey, no, you know what I mean? Look at me. Yeah. Right now, you know, I can't even count the check right now.
All
I'm just
right.
Being gray red.
So how do ringtones fit into your business and what you're going to do in the future?
Right now, you know, ringtone helped us a lot because we're right here.
Okay. But then with the ringtones, just period, though, you know, I'm dancing off my ringtones when they come on. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, if your phone ring enough or whatever, you want to change your ring, you want to be able to do that. And then a lot of people where I'm coming from, you got high school dropouts and people like that, you know, it's too difficult to do a lot of the stuff that they do to get to the ringtone. So with BET, you know, coming with the simplicity of it, just pound BET, that's wild.
Love that.
You know, so that's what's up.
Yeah. Great.
Thank you.
So... one more question. When you guys are writing music, since you've had such ringtone success, do you think about how the next song is going to fit into a ringtone?
Right now, we put God on everything we do. So we ride the wave. Whatever he got set for us to do, we going to do it. You know, when we recorded Laffy Taffy, we recorded that song in 20 minutes. You know, we wouldn't even believe it. We got right in the studio, Fabo started singing the hook. I was like, oh, that's it. We're going to lock down the world with that one right there. And we went right in and recorded.
B. She asked you about the ringtone.
Tell her about the ringtone.
Okay. Lil Mo, you want to talk? I mean, sometimes when we're in the studio, you're looking for that one particular sound because you know the kids or whatever, they looking for that doom, 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 doom. So it's like when it's coming across, it's simple. You see what I'm saying? It make the next person say, where you get that from? You see what I'm saying? And they want to go. So, you know, that's what's up. You do think about that when you're making the music now.
Okay. So what makes a good ringtone?
What makes a good ringtone?
Yeah.
A good phone.
That helps. That helps.
Being able to play it right.
Right. You know. Anything else you guys want to add? Uh-oh.
Hold on. Yeah, we got something for you.
All right.
We got something for you.
Okay. So in the meantime, are you guys having fun in Las Vegas?
Man, I love it. Big shouts to all the mobile companies out here. You need any commercials, my schedule is open. I'm truly ready. We got something for Miss Deborah.
Thank you, Miss Deborah.
Over 4 million ringtones. So I want to present you with this BT to our family.
Thank you, Kevin Lyle. Thank you, Mike Kaiser. Thank you, Atlantic. Thank you, BET, for Miss Deborah Lee.
Thank you.
Good Lord.
That's beautiful. Thank you, guys. Thanks. I appreciate it.
You want us to hold it for
you? Yeah, you guys can hold it for me. And thanks to the cellular industry.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Like I said, my schedule is open. Any commercials, anything, you know, my schedule is open. Boost, I'm in the house.
All right. Yeah, it's gone. All right. Thanks to D4L for coming out and really emphasizing the importance of understanding our market and understanding how ringtones play into that market. We will look into the future and continue to learn from our experience with our audience. A funny thing happened last year at the BET Awards. The BET Awards are the highest rated award show among African Americans each year. So even though wireless voting is pretty standard within the television industry, something pretty unique happened with our audience that night. Not content with simply voting for the Viewer's Choice Award, our audience continued to send us text messages all night long, commenting on everything from the presenters, to the performers, to the fashions, you name it, they talked about it. So we inadvertently gave them a tool that created a more interactive experience around our programming. This really underscored the importance of interactivity with our viewers. We are now pursuing more ways to deliberately give them these types of experiences going forward. This is the essence of our strategy of following our consumers. We will continue to deliver on the mobile platform by soon providing BET video programming and social networking, along with additional opportunities for consumer interactivity. We're so excited at BET Networks about the opportunities that all of these wonderful emerging technologies generate. Luckily for us, we have this powerful relationship with our audience that we will use to help us figure out what to do next. Armed with a strategy that leads us wherever they want to go, we at BET are uniquely positioned to attract and serve our audience, regardless of what new platforms or breakthrough technologies emerge. Thank you very much for your time this morning, and I hope we'll be working with many of you in the future, especially those providers that weren't in the list I put up earlier. And if you only remember one thing from this conference, remember, BET Networks, whatever, whenever, wherever. Thank you very much.